Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text which serves as the basis for this morning's proclamation is the gospel reading previously read from Mark chapter 13. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, in the movie Back to the Future, Doc Brown, as you may recall, was very concerned, very afraid of knowing too much about the future. He said to Marty at one point, he said, "No man should know too much about his own destiny." He said, "Messing with the future might unravel the very fabric of the space-time continuum and destroy the entire universe." And even though Marty had information about the future that could save Doc's life, it didn't matter. He wouldn't listen. Doc Brown was convinced that knowing too much about the future could endanger his own existence. And Doc Brown is probably right about that. It's probably not a good idea for any of us to know exactly what tomorrow will bring. But that certainly doesn't stop us from trying to know exactly what's coming. We Americans are captivated by the future. We check our horoscopes and we listen to fortune tellers and we pay close attention to preachers who make prophecies. We listen carefully to analysts who predict the future of the environment and the future of the economy and the future of politics, or the future of the Huskers. We enjoy listening to experts tell us about the newest and the latest, better than ever gadgets and devices and inventions that are coming soon right around the corner. Why is it that we are so fascinated with the future? Well, I think it's because there's a lot at stake in the future. There are important questions to be answered in the future. Am I going to have enough money in the future? Is my life going to remain stable? What are my children going to become? Is my job going to still be there down the road? Will my health hold up? Will I have to go to a nursing home? Doc Brown may say we should leave the future alone. Doc Brown may be worried about the space-time continuum, but I want to know, what will the future hold? Of course, the only one who knows the future truly is God Himself. Therefore, if we have questions about the future, we should pay close attention to His Word. During His earthly ministry, Jesus talked a lot about the future. And you heard some of that in what He said today in today's gospel reading. Jesus said, there will be catastrophic and troublesome things that happen in the future. But He also said that in the end, it will all work out gloriously and wonderfully for us who trust in Jesus. Knowing that about the future gives us strength and confidence in order to endure the many uncertainties of today. The prophet Daniel also had some things to say about the future. And basically, he has good news and bad news. First, the bad news. There will be a time of distress, he said, such as has not happened from the beginning of nations. In that sense, the future doesn't look very bright. Things are going to get worse before they get better. And that surprises a lot of people because we like to tell ourselves that things always get better. Science is getting better, medicine is getting better, technology is getting better, mankind is getting better, and that's true. Some things are getting better. But it's also true that there are many things that are getting worse. Morally and spiritually, we are losing ground, not gaining ground. We are wiser than we used to be, but at the same time, we are growing more foolish by the minute. According to Daniel, this moral and spiritual bankruptcy will make things worse and worse until finally, right at the end, there will be a time of such distress that nothing in all of history will come close to matching it. And so, of course, as you heard the disciples ask Jesus, the question then becomes, when? When will this happen? I want to know what year and what month, what day, so I can be ready. Well, here's what Jesus says. Jesus says it's already happening. The last days have already begun. They began when Jesus died and rose again almost 2,000 years ago, which is why in the gospel reading today, Jesus warns us about the end times. He said, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name claiming I am he and will deceive many." And ever since Jesus spoke these words, they've been coming true. Many false prophets and false messiahs have appeared over these centuries, and they have misled many of God's people. And we have false prophets and false messiahs going on still today. These false prophets teach us to twist the scriptures and distort God's truth. Or they teach us to ignore the scriptures and look to other things for truth and peace and hope. They teach us not to trust in God's grace in Christ alone for salvation, but to trust in ourselves, in our intellect, in our goodness. Jesus' words about the false teachers and false prophets in the future, those words are coming true. And Jesus also said this about the future. He said, "When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom." These words also are coming true. Violence is common among us. And not just between nations, but even within our own communities. And in addition to the outward physical violence, there is also very intense spiritual warfare going on right now in our land as we are being pushed to set truth aside and to set morality aside and even to set God aside. And this spiritual battle goes on not only around us, but within us. As in our own hearts, we struggle with temptation and falsehood and apathy toward God. Jesus' words about the future are coming true. And you heard Jesus say one more thing about the future. He said there will be earthquakes in various places and famines. In other words, nature itself will act up in the last days. The creation itself will start to fall apart. And we see this happening already in a variety of ways. Tornadoes and hurricanes and tsunamis and earthquakes, flooding in some places, drought in other places. Jesus' words about the future are coming true. So why is he telling us this? Why is Jesus sharing this information? It's because he wants us to be ready. And in order to be ready, we must remember what's really important. He wants us to remember both the bad news and the good news. The bad news, which is that we are a fallen people in a fallen world that is headed for judgment. Therefore, our attitude in these latter days should be of repentance and humility before God. But Jesus also wants us to know the good news. He wants us to know that even as things get worse, His glorious victory awaits. It's coming. In fact, it's already come. It's already been won for us. Jesus is right now at the right hand of the Father, ready to return for His people. He has already secured for His people an eternal home that will completely outshine any suffering or trouble that we might experience in this world. His angel armies are right now fighting to protect us from Satan. And of even greater comfort is this, from Daniel 12, verse 1, "At that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered." Daniel refers to the book of life, the book of those who will be delivered into the eternal glory of heaven. Your name is in that book of life. And how do you know that? Because you have been baptized. And you believe in Jesus. You belong to Him. Through baptism, God incorporated you into Christ's death and resurrection, giving you the forgiveness of sins that He earned on the cross and the new life that came from His rising again. And so Jesus says in Luke 10, verse 20, "Rejoice that your names are written in heaven." And then the good news gets better still. When Jesus comes again, our bodies, our physical bodies, will be raised in glory, imperishable and immortal, like Jesus' own resurrected body. And Daniel says that those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. In heaven, we will reflect in both body and soul the glory of God, our Creator and Redeemer. Jesus knew that we would face hardships in these last days. Natural disasters, dangers, famines, even persecution awaits God's people. Some will be martyred for their witness. Others will fall asleep in Christ after years of service to the Lord. Whenever the end comes for us, though, Jesus promises to be with us always. Always. His grace is sufficient to enable us to stand firm to the end, confident in His mercy, relying upon His Spirit to guide and protect us through all adversity. So when we ask the question, what does the future hold? God doesn't give us all the details maybe that we would prefer. He doesn't tell us the exact month and year and day. He doesn't tell us all that we would like to know, but He does tell us what we need to know. He tells us how the story is going to end. And it's a great ending. Having such a certain and bright future with our God gives us confidence to know that He will work out all things for our good, even in these troubled times. So, trust in the promises of the One who died for you and is your resurrection and your life and has gone before you through the gate of death into the joy of eternal life. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.